You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay, another incredible day. A little overcast right now. Looks like it's starting to clear up.
Yeah, we'll see some sunshine today, but a little on the cool side. Right now, close to 50 degrees. We'll get a high around 70 by late in the day. And this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. What?
You know, we were talking about AI. It's getting pretty smart these days.
Yeah.
The summation of our last hour via AI... says John and Gordy dive into the illegal Trump tariffs ruling, joking about a tariff-free show. Yeah. How did it know I was joking about that?
I don't know. AI, yeah, that's interesting.
It's got a slight sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I was joking.
You're going to go on with that or no?
No.
Okay. It's 7 minutes past the hour. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. They're bringing you this portion of the show, Verlo Mattress of Madison. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things remain constant, though. They're still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east side and west side. And you can go to verlo.com, check out their lifetime comfort guarantee, verlo.com.
All right.
Okay.
Well, last hour we broached this subject. I want to get into it now.
Well,
it's the acronym TACO, Trump Always Chickens Out. We have a reaction from the Golden Idol.
Really? What did he have to say? Was he happy with this new thing?
Pulitzer Prize Award to the reporter who asked the question. So why don't we play? This is Cut 201. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Mr. President, Wall Street analysts have coined a new term called the taco trade. They're saying Trump always chickens out on your tariff threats, and that's why markets are higher this week. What's your response to that?
I kick out?
Chicken out.
Oh, isn't that nice? Chicken out. I've never heard that. You mean because I reduced China from 145% that I set?
Yes.
Down to 100 and then down to another number?
Yeah.
And,
I
gave the European Union a 50% tax tariff.
Yeah.
And they called up and they said, please, let's meet right now. Please, let's meet right now. And we have an end date of July 9th.
Oh God, what's wrong with
you
this?
You call
guy?
That chickening out? Because we have $14 trillion now invested, committed
Where?
To investing
Where?
When Biden didn't have practically anything. Biden, this country was dying. Biden. You know, we have the hottest country anywhere in the world. I went to Saudi Arabia. The king told me. He said, you got the hottest we have the hottest country in the world
the king
right now.
Said that.
Six months ago, this country was stone cold dead.
No.
We had a dead country.
Is
we
that
had a country
envy of
people
the world.
Didn't think it was going to survive.
Envy
and you
of
ask
the world.
A nasty question like that.
God.
But don't ever say what you said. That's a nasty question. Go ahead.
That's the nastiest question ever. Boy, oh boy. Sure leveled that one off.
He doesn't
huh?
like the taco thing at all.
No. I don't know why. He does chicken out.
Trump always chickens out.
Hottest country in the world. Maybe he is acknowledging climate change now.
Oh,
there we go.
That could be it.
There are no signed deals for the tariffs. There are none. Now, I know we had Great Britain, right? They signed on to something. But, I mean, they didn't sign on to anything. They said they were agreeing with Trump. Yeah. On an agreement, but that's about it.
It was in words, not writing.
No writing at all. So no one has agreed to any of this stuff. And now, of course, we have a judge who says he has no legal right to do this with tariffs.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah, the judge.
Congress.
Yeah. They ruled that last night.
Yeah, that's
yesterday.
Great stuff, isn't
yeah.
it?
yeah.
All right. Now, we played an interesting cut from Scott Pelley. From 60 mm-hmm. Minutes, right? He talked to a Wake Forest crowd, mm-hmm. commencement speech.
Right.
And it was inspirational, and it was a warning to everybody about the free press. But, you know, Fox News had their own interpretation. And Greg Gutfeld and Kayleigh McEnany, turned over a few little things that they thought were important about his speech. So why don't we hear Cut 200 here?
CBS anchor Scott Pelley unloading his BS on 47 while giving a college commencement speech.
In this moment, this morning, our sacred rule of law is under attack. Journalism is under attack. Universities are under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. And insidious fear, the fear to speak in America.
He wasn't arrested after that. You know, he wasn't arrested, Kayleigh.
Yeah, well, look, he should have been because there was an overt lie. What do you know about journalism being under attack? What does he know about that? I mean, 60 minutes should be reduced to 0 minutes.
Yeah, it seemed like an ego trip for him, Harold. You know, it's the thing that gets me is that these people choose to say these things on a one-way street, like at award ceremonies and commencement addresses, because they know that people can't talk back. It's not a conversation when you go up there and shout at people like we do.
Yeah, like we do. Okay.
Well, okay. All right. Well, Scott Pelley has a lot to learn in his commencement speeches. Apparently, right? Here's something we promote a little bit here, and it is the fourth pillar, okay, of Project 2025.
Yeah, what's this all about?
Yeah, and I thought, you know, we should have covered this in some way, shape, or form. I did not know about this. The Heritage Foundation had been hiding the most controversial elements of Project 2025. Remember when they came out and they said, mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've got something else cooking, but we're not going to tell anybody about it, right?
Yeah.
It's the fourth pillar.
That's what it is, huh?
It was to expand Trump's power over virtually all executive agencies, which is what DOGE did. They destroyed it. They tore them apart.
Yeah.
Including the Justice Department to advance his own interests, even if they undermine those of the country.
Yeah.
It's got to be the interest of Trump. All right.
Absolutely.
So why don't we listen to this? This is a representative talking to Brendan Carr, who is the FCC chair, and she was grilling him about the fourth pillar. Now that you know a little bit about it, let's check it out.
Yes or no? As a main author of Project 2025, are you aware of this fourth pillar playbook?
Well, to be...
Yes or no?
To be clear, I'm here in my official capacity.
Yes or no?
So I don't want to have any confusion.
I'm reclaiming my time. You are under oath, and I don't want you to filibuster. Yes or no, are you aware of this fourth pillar playbook?
Okay, just so I can be clear, that writing that I did my personal capacity after getting the...
Reclaiming my time, I didn't ask you that. Are you aware of the fourth pillar playbook, and can you detail, as you are under oath,
yes or no,
what exactly it calls for?
Again, I've not seen this fourth pillar playbook.
You wrote it?
Moving on. I find it hard to believe that you don't know the details of this 100... Well, please, you are under oath, and do not waste my or the public's time.
There you go. So he wrote it, but he's unfamiliar with it. All right.
Yes.
I never heard someone dodge so many questions in my life.
You're good at it. Yeah.
You're about to
once
you take over as our producer. again, this is a 180-day transition playbook. The fourth pillar was to expand Trump's power over all the executive agencies. Now, we talked about this, too, the Chevron doctrine, which was also repealed by the Supreme Court, which allowed these agencies to oversee all of the legal ramifications of their agencies. You know, the Congress gave them this power. They gave them regulations to enforce, and these departments could enforce those regulations and maybe expand on them a little bit to cover things that Congress didn't think about or didn't anticipate.
Right.
But the Chevron doctrine passed by, or rejected by the Supreme Court now after so many years, a half a century, now the departments didn't have any power at all. And so they had to leave all the power of these departments up to the courts to decide what is important, what should be regulated, and what shouldn't be. Now they went one step further with the fourth pillar by just giving all the power to the president.
Yeah, just hand it over.
Yeah, and destroying the departments and firing people and closing off buildings. Mm. All right, so that's essentially great. It. And that's Brendan Carr, the chair of the FCC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
get rid of this guy. Anyway, he certainly he wrote it, but he's unfamiliar with it at this point.
Let's go to the phones. Dick
All right.
is on the line this morning with a question or a comment. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Guys, did you see the new Ackerman? I guess that's what it's called for Trump, for the big heavy hitters on Wall Street, what they call him.
Yeah, the taco. Yeah, we just...
Taco. Yeah, did you... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we just played it.
No, we
Isn't
played
that
it.
Great.
Yeah,
it really is. And and that reporter, boy, she had guts.
Yeah. To ask him about it.
And then also the wonderful little session he had with the press yesterday, when he was pressed on, you know, what do you do with Putin as far as sanctions?
Yes.
Mm. They kept going, and then he, of course, went to his old playbook. This is Biden's war in Putin's war in Zelensky's. Biden's?
You know,
really? And then then I liked when he went all Ward Cleaver on him. He goes, I'm very, very disappointed in him. I mean, wow, Ward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really put the beat down on him.
I know. I mean, he was proven so wrong, and he anticipated. He said that he knows Putin. And he was surprised that Putin would do what he did. He was just surprised by that, which is an admission that he has no idea what he's doing at all. All right?
Well, he pays no attention to the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. Like we've said many times. I mean, Putin is what he is, and he always has been.
Right, exactly.
But he also said he's going to get Putin back into the peace talks in a couple of weeks. He always, said he's going to come back in a couple of weeks. Okay.
He was going to get his Cadillac health care, too, the last term.
That's
now he's going to take 13 million people off.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right.
Dick, thank you.
Dick, thank you.
Always good to hear from you. 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Of course, you can get hold of us the easy way on the Civic Media app. Free to download, free to use. You can... text us or call us right from the app on the WMDX portion of that app. Just a couple of minutes here. We want to mention that this portion of the show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Madison Hearing Aid Center. They are at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. And they offer fast and flexible appointments, helping people change their lives through not only getting hearing aids, but getting quality of life through better hearing. Let Jim and Sarah help you out. You can call them or make an appointment online. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com is the place to go. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Just a minute or so before we check in with Brittany Merlot in a couple of minutes.
All right.
Out what's happening weather-wise. And, of course, Jim Santel will join us in about 10 minutes.
We've got some legal stuff coming up. Definitely big legal things coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen Miller ain't the smartest tool in the toolbox.
Right.
Shed, whatever.
Wherever you keep your tools.
I'm never good at these things.
Yeah?
I'm bad at old sayings. Anyway, here's Miller's statement. CBO claims extending the current tax rates, not raising them, will cost the government $4 trillion in revenue.
Yeah.
Since when have libertarians argued that not raising taxes costs the government money? Well, I know the original Trump tax cuts will continue to cost us money and add to the deficit.
Yeah, easy.
I don't know. That was pretty simple.
Right. Pretty straightforward. 719 coming back, and we'll check in with Brittany Merlot all about the weather next.
Just a few moments here.
Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Now let's hear about John Peterson on 92 FM, babe. He works with a guy named Gordy Young. They spin him the way you want to hear them. Could it be that 92 FM was made for you and me? Now every morning. They get you rolling, playing songs, help you make it through your day. Oh, this station is right on bay. Now that 92 FM keeps rocking this way.
Big finish coming up here.
With Johnny Peterson.
Johnny.
You can't lose. Look out for Gordy Young.
Yeah, look out.
You can't go wrong. Keep that dial right on 92, babe.
Yeah.
Here
yeah.
we go.
With the greatest sounds that keep rocking this town.
Go for it, Rob.
Here we go. Here we go. Ah.
Look out for 92 FM, baby.
Good old Russ White Yellow. Oh, Russ, he's out in Las Vegas right now doing his own thing, doing that stuff.
We got to get a hold of him again. Yeah.
He's got all these cassettes with all the music on it, and he sings to it. I'm sure it's not cassettes anymore, but.
he's upgraded to CDs now.
Probably. WMDX here, 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
724. It's pretty cloudy here this morning. Let's find out what's going on with the rest of our weather for the rest of today and next few days. Brittany Merlot is with us, our chief meteorologist. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, guys. I must say, when you get a song like that made for you, that's when you've made it. That's pretty cool.
That's what we're thinking. But then we open up a mic and, well, we're starting over again.
That is good stuff. Oh, man. I wish the weather was going to be good stuff, though. It's kind of meh.
Yeah, well, fill us in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So overcast, still stuck with a lot of those clouds right now. They should start to break up a little bit more as we move into midday. But then as we go into the afternoon, we have a chance for some scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm popping up, probably after 2. Now, this would be brief. It'd be a small little one. And high temperatures today should be flirting with about 70. So a little bit more mild compared to yesterday. And then we start the warmth, right? That climb by tomorrow will be in the upper 70s. It'll be super sunny. Kind of breezy, though, tomorrow.
How's the dew point looking?
You're hanging in there for now. Tomorrow, you're okay. All right. You've got about 1 or 2 days left until that dew point starts to get annoying.
Really?
You, John.
Over the weekend, it's going to get humid? Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to start to creep in. You'll start to feel a little bit of mugginess by Friday. Then we're really going to feel that humidity on Sunday and Monday. And then it's going to start to crank up as we go into middle of next week. And so does the temperatures. We're going to be hovering in the mid-80s to potentially some 90s are going to be sprinkled in into the areas. So,
oh, man. All right.
Yep. Full force summer heat, humidity, Florida weather making its way to Wisconsin. And I don't know. I'm kind of sad about it. I like the crisp warmth that we've been actually feeling like last weekend. So,
I don't like it when it gets humid either. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the heat and the humidity.
Okay.
But, you know,
I have
it's
company.
Summertime.
I have
so what do you expect? Right.
True.
Yeah.
Find the water, right? Yeah. Stay cool.
Stay
absolutely.
Stay hydrated. Okay.
Beach weather.
Okay. Very good, Brittany.
You guys head to the lake out there? What do? Do you boat? Do you fish? Do you kayak?
Well, you know, Sam boats a lot. He,
it back to Madison actually over the weekend.
He's got his styrofoam dinghy or whatever.
It's a sailboat made of styrofoam. Yeah. I can pick it up and carry it to the lake.
That's right.
Wow, that's cool. I've got to see that.
And, after that, they decided that styrofoam was better for cups.
You know, tomorrow's Sam's last day, Brittany.
It is.
Tomorrow.
Yes. He's moving on.
Crazy.
That's right.
It is crazy. Gosh, I'm going to miss you so much, but I'm so excited for your new adventure.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then Dom will be stepping in here after that.
Mm-hmm.
Our, new producer. Yeah.
I'll be ready. Yeah.
All right,
that'll be good stuff. Sam, I hope you come back and visit, though, okay?
Yeah, I'll have to say hi if I'm in Wausau sometime.
That's right.
Absolutely.
All right, Brittany, thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. We'll come up with a boating expedition.
Yeah.
Sometime.
And a boating forecast. Yeah.
Okay. We'll have you along, and boy, that ought to be a real trip.
Let Sam lead it with the styrofoam.
Yeah, exactly.
All good.
All right.
Thanks, Brittany. That's Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist. Okay.
All right. Let's, you know, Caroline Leavitt has a nickname. Did you know she has a nickname?
I did not know.
Yeah. Well, I'd say the whole word, but I've been barred from doing that. You know, I definitely think that the S word should be said on the radio, but no one agrees with me, so I'm going to have to just say BS Barbie. That's what they're calling Caroline Leavitt, BS Barbie.
Who's calling her that? The other press people?
Everyone is. Where have you been, man?
Yeah, well, okay.
they took a look at the first 30 days, and she told 317 lies in those 30 days. So not bad, not bad.
Well, I'm sure she got a big gold star from Donald Trump for that.
Well,
big thumbs up.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I think, still probably beats her on that. Okay, Caroline Leavitt, bigot. I added that. They're telling us who they are, folks, you know, when they talk. This will make it perfectly clear the kind of monsters slithering around the halls of the White House now. Believe it or not, she's making perfect sense to the mega party. Let's listen to Cut 195. Can we listen to Cut 195?
Do we have time? Here we go.
No, I'm afraid not.
We don't have time. Can't listen to part of it? Okay.
All right.
We'll save it.
All right.
We'll get to it.
Well, we'll put that on
hold.
You got to
build the anticipation.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. We'll do that.
We will do that.
Caroline Leavitt.
Telling everybody how big a bigot she really is.
Okay. That's coming up. Also, attorney Jim Santel right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
WMDX 92.7. This is John Peterson, Gordy Young, in the morning with you.
Along with our new producer, Boris McNamara.
I'm so tired.
Wait, what? No, what is his name again? Oh, Dominic Lee. Dominic Lee. We're still getting
there
used
you
to your name. I knew
you
I was close.
Dom? Yeah.
I was close. And Sam Donaldson.
I can see how you got that confused.
Wait, no.
You know, my dad's friend from high school also had a kid named Sam, and whenever we hung out together, he would call me Sammy Jean, because that's my
Sammy Jean.
My middle name is Eugene, so he instead of calling, he'd differentiate his kid and me, calling me Sammy Jean, you could call me that.
Yeah, I heard you on Todd yesterday, you were coming up with nicknames for Sam, right? Did they mention the luggage, like Samsonite?
Samsonite, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, Sam's last day is tomorrow.
Samwise Ganji?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Okay. Tomorrow's Sam's last day. We're going to have a special day going on.
By the way,
we're going to have a cookout in the studio, right?
We're going to do something.
Well, you guys want to ignore this, but Todd yesterday.
Right. What did he
Sam
say?
Sam was doing his show with him, and Todd said that he wants Sam to be a partner on his show.
Huh.
So he's stealing Sam away from us.
I'm moving up in the world, John.
Wait a minute. I thought you were moving away completely.
Yeah. Yeah, all of a sudden. Yeah, I'll be your partner.
Oh, sure.
Okay. That Todd.
Okay. It is 7:36 and cloudy here. Temperatures today topping out near 70. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant. Through Verlo's long history, they're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Just go to verlo.com for more information.
Now, I just wanted to mention BS Barbie, Caroline Leavitt, said something that revealed just how bigoted this White House really is. Let's listen to Cut 195 here. This is Caroline Leavitt, BS Barbie. Is her nickname.
And the president is more interested in giving that taxpayer money to trade schools, in programs, in state schools, where they are promoting American values, but most importantly, educating the next generation based on skills that we need in our economy and our society. Apprenticeships, electricians, plumbers. We need more of those in our country and less LGBTQ graduate majors from Harvard University. And that's what this administration's position is. And we also are not going to tolerate the illegal criminal anti-Semitic behavior that we saw take place at Harvard and many other college campuses across the country.
There you go. So now we know where they stand.
Guess so.
Boy, oh boy. I mean, they're just making it pretty, pretty damn obvious. And there was a survey, by the way, I saw on CNN where people had a lot of confidence, like 65% confidence in going to college and getting a degree. But now it's down to 35%. So this mega attack in colleges, it's working.
It's working, yeah.
All right, let's get to our guest today. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we always love to talk to Jim Santel about legal issues. He is the attorney here on Civic Media, right?
With Amicus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And every Saturday.
You can always listen on Saturday, 9 to 11 o'clock. And, Jim, we got a lot of topics to talk about. But we last hour talked about, or this hour, the fourth pillar. At the beginning of the hour, we talked about the fourth pillar. And I mentioned that this was being something that they're starting to talk to Brendan Carr about. He's the FCC chair, because he's the guy who wrote most of this.
Yeah.
And he can't remember exactly what he wrote, but he did write it as a as a person, individual, not part of government. And so that's the excuse.
So what can you add to
what can you tell?
Tell Gordy, us about the fourth pillar.
Yeah, Gordy wanted to know more about the fourth pillar and what it's all about.
Yeah,
sure. And it may well be, once again, that our administration is invoking the word fourth in at least two different areas. I suspect by virtue of the examination of the FCC chair, you're probably talking about what's sometimes called the fourth estate, which is media, right? That's press. Those are the people who keep us under the First Amendment. The first thing that James Madison wrote, obviously, after our Constitution was put in place many years ago. And is there an attack by this administration on that? That fourth estate, that fourth pillar, again, in Project 2025, but since the president has been in office, absolutely. We think about the lawsuits, right, that are being filed, the threats being made against legitimate and frankly, even smaller media outlets across the board, telling them basically 60 Minutes is the big one that's, of course, on the agenda today, right? And CBS News, they want to also be acquired through Paramount and need the authorization of the administration. And so attacking 60 Minutes and saying, don't do what you're doing. You've got departures there of the news chiefs because they're not going to put up with it. And the concern there, once again, is when you lose a free press, not just 60 Minutes, but across the board, print media, frankly, civic media, other entities like this that talk the truth and talk about what's really going on there. That is the bastion. That's one of the standards against which this other attempt to try to disinform and try to uneducate American population, that's what the media does. That's one aspect of the fourth pillar. The other one, much more simply, is this attack on agencies. Mm-hmm. It's also kind of the fourth pillar of our government after the legislature, the courts, and the executive branch. And there we've seen, you talked about this as well in the past, you're attacking any agency that's out there. Why? Because those are the people who know what they're doing, right? Those are the people, those are the scientists, those are the educated folks who understand how the world works and keep us safe and secure. We don't trust those folks anymore. And that's also a fourth pillar type attack. Administration using fourth in a number of different ways, all of them wildly inappropriate and hugely dangerous.
Boy, it's scary.
It's really scary. You know, the attempt here, of course, you know, is to just do away with them and put everything under the executive branch. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's also in Project 2025. Again, you have talked about this as well. If you need the sort of crazy legal term for it, it's called the unitary executive theory.
Yeah.
The notion that the president is responsible for every single executive aspect out there. And you might think, well, gee, that sounds right. It doesn't, because we've got all these administrative agencies for example, like the Federal Reserve, right?
Right.
And they create, again, economic policy, including interest rates, designed by the Congress to be what? Independent. Mm-hmm. You don't want political decision-making coming out of that entity. Jerome Powell basically threatened recently with his own job. And again, that notion that, no, all of that, the unitary executive, all that should be responsible to just one person, the executive, Donald Trump. It is, again, very dangerous. And it's contrary to what the legislature has put in place, by the way. If you want to do this, you can once again do these things. You have to get legislation in place. That's the big sin, among others, of this administration, right? You can't simply legislate by executive fiat. You got to go through legislative mechanisms and make it the law, right? And that's, again, so many instances of that. You can't simply issue statements and say, I've changed the world. That's what our Congress is for. You want to get rid of the Education Department, you can do that, but you can only do it through legislation, Mr. President. That's the frustration of all this procedurally.
Talking to Attorney Jim Santel here, yeah.
Yeah, the unitary executive was just a crazy idea at the time. Now it's for real. They've actually emphasized it. They didn't let this thing go, and now it is generally accepted, at least under the Trump administration. You did mention also that the Supreme Court just made a decision that Jerome Powell can stay in his job. He can't be fired. But other departments, even though they're non-political, even though they're independent, they can be replaced. I don't understand the differentiation here. Did they ever make a difference, a reason why there's a differentiation?
Spot on when it comes to the analysis here, because what they said was, well, the Federal Reserve, they're a uniquely structured agency that kind of is special. Well, that's also all these other agencies as well. The Merit Systems Protection Board, those are the people who decide on personnel issues. The National Labor Relations Board, we all know what that does. Those are the labor folks, right? Mm-hmm. And again, created by the Congress to be independent, there's no real distinction. And again, this past week, in one of those many issues that kind of flew under the radar, Supreme Court does say, well, Jerome Powell, you're okay. Apparently, that's a bridge even too far for John Roberts. We don't want Donald Trump messing around with economic theory. You're okay. But these other folks, yes, indeed, you can remove them while the underlying litigation about whether removal is appropriate still goes on in the courts. Stunning, once again, that the Supreme Court embracing at least part of this on Capitol Hill, too. Not a small decision, and doesn't bode well for what the Supreme Court may do in other unitary executive theory cases coming up.
Well, that's true. And we're just going to wait and see now what happens with a judge's decision blocking all of the tariffs, most of the tariffs that Trump has put in place. Yeah, do you have any information on that? That just came down, I know. But
yesterday. I
think. What's your opinion on that, Jim?
Sure. And so this is another federal court. It's a federal court of international trade, international issues. And it is a federal court. You can appeal this, of course, to the next level. But again, a three-judge panel there looks at all of this and says, you do not have the authority to do this. And and it's as to a couple of countries, Mexico and Canada. And then more generally, they kind of issue two different orders here, completely much related, but separate in terms of their sort of status. It is, again, these are people who know what they're talking about. They're judges who do international trade issues. That's all they do. And the fact that they would yesterday, the three-judge panel, returns this order. Again, another one in this great line, federal judges saying, Mr. President, you might like to do this, but you can't. You don't have the authority to do this. And if it was taken at again, be the serious thing that it should be viewed as, it should stop him from doing all of this so-called negotiation. I know in the past hour, once again, you just articulate this notion. There's nothing in place. He's got nothing negotiated. Even with Great Britain, as you just said, we've just got these words out there about a plan. But all of that, even the...
Okay. Has Jim
frozen? He's become the frozen caveman lawyer.
Get that out. Let's play that. We'll see if we can get Jim back here in a moment. Please stand by. Okay. What do we do here, Sam?
I'm sure that he can probably hear us, but you know, at the same time, the Supreme Court is probably regretting putting the official axe place for where he is protected from anything he does in office. Right.
Right. Yeah. He's
no
got
one can challenge
immunity.
What he does. What
he's
is got immunity. Immunity?
Well, yeah.
It looks like he's back.
Jim,
he's
do
back.
We have you
Jim's back?
Back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry for the probably it was the administration or the press secretary saying no, we've got to get that guy quieted
shut that
down.
Guy up. Yeah. Yeah.
It's making a good point.
Right? Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But that is right. You've got judges who are making these balanced decisions and telling him no, and he is simply saying I don't care.
Yeah, so they're going to appeal this thing from this federal judge, and eventually it goes up to the Supreme Court. They make a ruling, and he ignores that, too.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's been the system so far. Okay, got to take a brief time out here. We'll come back with Attorney Jim Santel in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMBX, John and Gordy in the morning.
7:52. We've got clouds, a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through. High near 70 this afternoon, right now 52. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They are all about helping people and changing their lives through not just getting you the right hearing aids, but improving the quality of life through better hearing. Jim and Sarah can help you out at Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can get a free hearing test there and make an appointment. They have fast and flexible appointments. And while others have long wait times, they can get you right in pretty quickly. They're family-oriented, community-focused. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Be sure to check out their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com.
Our guest this morning, we should have him in here all the time, Jim Santel, Amicus Law Review. You can hear it on Saturdays from 9 to 11 o'clock. What else do you got for us there, Jim?
You know, it's sort of an education morning, isn't it? We're talking all about the importance of education. And along the way, apparently, our Secretary of State, who has three of us have talked at great length in the past, has a lot of assignments these days inside the executive branch. Just last night, just Wednesday, he announced that the Department of State, one of his assignments, which we thought was the principal assignment, is going to, as he said, aggressively revoke. I don't know what that means exactly, but aggressively revoke visas of Chinese students who are here. He invokes the notion that they have ties to the Chinese Communist Party here in the United States of America. Wow. And they're studying these critical fields, and he's going to basically pursue those who are, again, Chinese of origin, properly here, by the way, studying in America. And again, the notion is, we don't know exactly what the focus of this is going to be, but the notion, once again, is that they're going after the scientists. The idea that somehow we have Chinese nationalists, maybe members of the Communist Party, invoking, again, 1950s scare tactics in America. All these communists here from China being educated, and they're learning all of our secrets, taking them back to China, and therefore we're going to revoke. That's really what this is all about. It is, once again, the latest attempt to attack education, which we should support worldwide, right? Mm-hmm. Right? And we benefit from that as well. And this notion, once again, that the other, whether you're Chinese, whether you're immigrants, those people are dangerous to America. It's just the latest iteration of that.
It really is amazing what is happening here. And I predict that we're going to have just an entire decade where things just go absolutely wrong and we no longer have the businesses that we need in this country. We don't have the scientific research anymore in this country. Everything is being moved and outsourced to other countries because we're just not accepting them. And we have this paranoid feeling that, you know, the students that are coming in from other countries are here to spy on us, which is just amazing. Yeah. Just truly unbelievable.
Right. We saw that, too, in the secretary's recall. We've talked about this on this wonderful program. Got the Columbia student, the Georgetown student, Tufts student, all of them arrested. Why? Because they're speaking out about positions. Yes, it has to do with Palestine. And again, Marco Rubio says what? He says that that very speech on our campuses is undermining our national security and
pretty
our
fragile.
Safety. And right, we are very fragile, apparently. And then we got to get rid of them. And although they've been released now by federal judges, we arrested them, we detained them for a while. Thank God federal judges stepped in and said, no, they're not risk of flight. They're not dangerous. But they're still facing deportation proceedings on this absolutely anti-American theory that somehow international students who are here speaking their minds, again, it doesn't even matter what they're underlying. It is important, but it doesn't matter. It's just expressing their First Amendment rights and capacities. And they pose a threat to all of the good people in America. We need to get rid of them. That, too, is Marco Rubio. That, too, is your Department of State in this nation. No small thing.
Well, it's kind of crazy to think that these international students don't have constitutional rights while they're in this country.
Right.
It's a ridiculous thought.
It is a ridiculous thought. You've affirmed this routinely. And have Supreme Court justices like, I don't know, Antonin Scalia and even John Roberts and others out there, the fundamental civics notion we repeat all the time because it still just can't put this thing to bed. When you are here in the United States geographically, you have a right to benefit from not everything. You're not able to vote. You can't run for office. But you've got rights of protection, things like due process. Yes, indeed, Christy Noem, habeas corpus. That also applies to people who are here. On our soil, equal protection, all those kinds of things. And yet there's this notion, well, they're not citizens anyway, so we can deprive them of those rights. And by the way, we can also pack them up and arrest them and send them to planes all around the nation, around the country, around the world, rather. And we can do that because they have no rights. Simply wrong. And again, America needs to at least embrace that concept, at least embrace that they do have rights.
That's right. You know, and I think Trump is doing what DeSantis did in Florida with the liberal arts college, you know, completely changing it over and scaring people away from that college. Now he's doing the same thing to Harvard.
Right, right. Absolutely. And you do have a judge, once again, who's stopping much of that, but it's an attempt to attack not only the DEI issues there, but also the basic curriculum. Anti-education, anti-learning. That's our president these days. Mm-hmm.
What I don't get, though, is why hasn't somebody challenged the whole idea of making DEI illegal? I just don't get that. I mean, they're basing everything. They're putting racism back into this country with the excuse of DEI, which isn't illegal. It's just a concept.
It's just it's an education theory, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. It shouldn't be. They're having some success in federal courts. But again, that's the issue, continuing to push back on that ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Jim Santel, we have to leave it there. You can check out Jim on Amicus, a law review every Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. on Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks, Jim. Talk to you again soon.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
All right.
Tomorrow, we'll check in with Pam Yonke, also a Max Inc. preview with Rocker, and it's Free Ticket Friday. More Brewers tickets to give away for tomorrow. Stephanie Miller is coming up next.
Check
John,
it out.
You have a good day, John.
Well, thank you. It looks like it's going to be sunny and nice.
Have a great day.
And
Dexter.
Don.
You too.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.